One minor ha'ara that I'd like to thank Barry for bringing up. This is back from Simon Pei Tes, but just a something I missed that's very practical. So we saw in Pei Tes Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch discuss not having leftover bread, meaning to say if you have cut bread from a fleishig meal, you shouldn't eat that bread with a milchig meal. So Barry asked me, well, what about other foods? Do we say that this is just with bread, or is it true for other things? We saw even with bread, Rav Moshe said that it's not necessarily true for the whole loaf, but only sliced breads. So the Aruch HaShulchan, as Barry also told me, Simon Pei Tes, Sif Tesvav, deals with this issue. And first he writes that the strict halacha is only said with respect to bread. That's what the Yerushalmi, which is the source for this din, is talking about. It's interesting. He understood that the chshash was, he writes, D'yevsha shelo tia al hamapa kama tipin shel basar o shel chalav ubasar lach kishiyiga belechem asar lachol halachem ima chalav. It's not as I was assuming that the concern is that with your dirty hands you would touch it, but rather the tablecloth might be dirty, as we saw in that very same simon, and therefore the dirty tablecloth, the bread will touch the dirty tablecloth and become fleishiks. Which might then, if that's really your concern, leave room for leniency for all bread on a tray, again, assuming people touch it with clean hands. Obviously, you can't make that assumption with children around, but it's an interesting point. But anyway, and then he says, so the strict halacha is said only with respect to bread. What about, and this is a very common question, let's say salad. Let's say I had salad at my table with my meat meal. I want to use that same salad at a dairy meal. May I do so? So he writes, "U'mitzvah min amuvchar k'sha'achol gvina ochala v'rotza lechol basar d'yesh lahavir me'al ha'shulchan ha'lechem v'chol ha'machalim sha'achlu im ha'chalav." So even though, strictly speaking, the halacha is only said with respect to bread, mitzvah min amuvchar is to be machmir for all other foods as well. Now, one could have made the case that if you can be confident that they didn't become fleishigs, then you could be meiko. After all, this isn't a din, there's no lo plug, it's a mitzvah min amovchar, and if therefore you think, you feel confident that the salad stayed parev, that it would be okay. Nevertheless, Rabbi Forst on page 213 writes that poskim advised not to eat any remaining food from a meat meal like salads with a dairy meal, and he cites the Aruch HaShulchan as the source for this. And he writes, this is true because often the spoon used to serve the salad touches the meat and is subsequently replaced into the salad. So obviously we're not going to say that if you eat that salad you're going to become fleishiks, right? Certainly no worse than the shach. But nevertheless, because there is, he says, a reasonable concern that the spoon will touch the food and therefore become fleishiks, that at least betoras mitzvah min amuvchar to be machmir. So that's what I think the answer would be. It's, if one wishes to be machmir, to get a mitzvah min amuvchar. Now, again, this chumra would only be if you're actually having milchiks. In other words, you, at a parev meal, this wouldn't be a problem. If you had this first at a fleishig meal with meat, as if you had a salad course at the fleishig meal, and that's when your salad was out, obviously there'd be nothing to worry about. And then you had an actual milchig meal, then mitzvah min amuvchar to not do it. At least that's the view of the Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Forst. Yeah?
Wouldn't the svar of the chashash determine that if I then had that salad,
yeah, so the answer I would assume is twofold. That we came, one possibility is came the shach, right? In other words, just like we saw in the shach, that if you have a tavshil that was cooked in a dirty fleishig pot, where pashtus there wasn't even shishim, right, where mako, even though we would say you can't eat that tafshil with a milchig meal, but we say at the same time you don't have to wait 6 hours. So you see from that shach, as well as other sources, that with respect to hamtana, we're much more mako. And that's because Amtan itself is such a big chumrah, such a big chiddush. So havdalo losif. It's a chumrah enough. And again, it's not even necessarily, it's a mitzvah and a mochar enough to say don't eat it at the same time. But certainly one, if one has no reason to suspect that there's actually meat, mamashas of meat on your salad, you don't have to wait. That's what I would think. Okay, so that now we're back to Siman Tzadi Beis. That was just a hosafa. Okay, so Siman Tzadi Beis. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph writes, "Itmar kizayis baser shenafal letoch yorish al chalav amarav baser aser v'chalav mutter." Piece of meat falls into a pot full of boiling meat, milk. So obviously the baser is aser, but the chalav is mutter. The Gemara asks why, and the Gemara eventually concludes. Since the meat fell into boiling milk, so the mitzias is such that mivla bala, the meat will absorb milk, but miflat lo palat, the milk remains kosher. The afagab de sof sof kinaya chader palat, even though in the end of the day, when it cools down, we'll define that shortly, it's going to be maflet, and then there would be a problem in chalav, if you hold it's an isher mashehu, because the min b'mino would be an isher mashehu, otherwise it would be mutter b'shishim. But hachamayri keshekidem v'silko. Here we're talking about a case where you removed the meat before it was maflet. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that things are not maflet at all when they're in a hot boiling pot. Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maslach Shenafal, says that the Metzias we see, this isn't right. For example, if you put a vegetable into boiling water, we'll see that the water will change in color. And if you put meat into a boiling pot, you'll see that the meat flavor and color will transfer to the boiling water. So how could you say when it's a boiling, mivla bala mifla lo palat? Now, the truth is that if you look carefully at Rashi, Rashi does not necessarily have a problem from this. Rashi writes, demasha boleya enopolate, shekoz manch enunach merisichosav enopolate. Meaning to say, Rashi doesn't say that there's no platos at all when the water is boiling. Rather, what he says is that which it's boleya is not maflet. So these questions wouldn't be a question. In other words, the carrot changes the color of the soup, not because of what the carrot was boleya, but because the carrot itself and the meat is mavliya into the soup immediately. It's just not mavliya masha. It's maflet into the soup immediately. It's just not maflet masha bala. However, the Ramban says even if that's true, there's another kasha we could ask on Rashi. And that is that this seems to go against the whole principle of Hechsher Kalim. How so? How so? Because the whole idea of Hechsher Kalim is that when I put my treif kli, it's coming up Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, so we'll do a little bit of Hechsher Kalim now. We'll do the rest later, Be'ezus Hashem. So what is the idea of Hagalah? Right, Hagalah is I put my treif kli, my treif spoon, into the boiling water, and the presumption is that everything that's balua, all the treif ablios that are balua in the spoon, will immediately be niflat into the boiling water. So therefore we have Akasha. The Ramban asks, the concept of Hagala is Soser the Gemara, according to Rashi. So there are a number of answers given to this question. The Ritva says that the Pshat in Rashi is that you actually have to wait when doing Hagala for the water to Yanuchu Hamayim Mirisichasan. According to Rashi, a very big Chumrah, just like our Gemara says, Mivla bala, miflat lo palat. until it's nachmer isichaso, so too for kashering. So you can't just dip your spoon into the hagala water and take it out immediately. No, you have to put your spoon into the water and wait for the water to cool down, and then your spoon would be kosher. At that point, it is polate the blios. That's what the Ritva says would come out lemaisa if you learn like Rashi. The Sefer HaManig in Hilchos Pesach, on the Amud Tuf Lamed Gimel in the Bar Ilan edition, says, Inachinami. He goes, takes Rashi even further. He says that according to Rashi, when does the kashering take place? When you pour cold water on the silverware after Hagala. He quotes off by quoting a minug of Klal Yisrael, that after you do Hagala, you pour cold water onto it. And he says, according to Rashi, this is not just a minug, but it's absolutely necessary. In other words, when does the kashering take place? Not when you dip your spoon into the boiling water, but when you take it out and put it in the cold water, that's when it's maflet. Same idea as the Ritva, basically, but even perhaps one step further. That is a third answer we could give for Rashi, is to say like the Rashba. The Rashba writes, we saw this earlier, that when it comes to kalim, they are much more likely to be maflet than when it comes to food. Food is misrach, it's sticky, it holds on to that which is baluabo, and doesn't release it so easily. So therefore, you're right. If this basar was bolei chalav, it's food, so it holds on to the chalav, and it's only maflet, mashabala, after a while, after it's nachmer esichaso. Masha'en ken kalim, they're not sticky, or we could say, according to the other version of that answer, they're not maflet their own stuff, and therefore, they're maflet immediately. That was, remember, why there's a difference, why kalim are maflet even without rotev, whereas ochel is only maflet with rotev. So according to the Rashba, this is another manifestation of that same idea. And finally, we could also consider what Rabbi Ashin said, which is that maybe there's a difference between that which was boleia this time versus previous times, but that's not an answer that's I saw given to understand Rashi, because Rashi doesn't make such a distinction. We'll get to that when we see Rabbeinu Tam's answer in just a moment.
Practically, when you're magal kalim, do the kalim themselves need to become a boiling point?
We'll talk about halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin. But it happens to be that if you're dealing with metal kalim, they do so almost immediately because of the nature heat transfers. But we'll talk about, practically speaking, halacha l'maisa, how long do you have to leave them in just a moment. We'll get there. First, we'll just see the Rishonim. So the next answer to this question is Rashbam. It's cited by Tosfos. And he reads the Gemara differently. He says, when the Gemara says miflat lo palat, means miflat lo palat until it's finished, until it's sava milavloa. But achar shesava milavloa, it is maflet. So we're not talking about the pot or the food cooling down. But what happens is that when the meat drops into the milk, it immediately is boleia, and when it's finished being boleia, so then it's maflet. Now how long that takes is very hard to know. The Gemara said, we know in this case that you took out the piece of meat so quickly that it didn't finish being boleia, and therefore it didn't start to be maflet. And when the Gemara says, sof sof ki nayach hadar palet, it doesn't mean nayach from its heat, but nayach mibliyaso. Okay, so the problem that the Rishonim have with Rashbam's pshat is, who is a bucky to know how this works? How in the world is someone supposed to know when it's sava milavloa? And finally, the third pshat is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, hacha mivla bala mifla lo palat, so that means lo palat ma shebala achshav. But in a chanami, that which it was boleia earlier, maybe it is maflet. And one could say that's pshat in Rashi as well, though Rashi doesn't say it, like Rabbi Ashin suggested. Though the Rishonim don't seem to understand Rashi that way, it would seem that that might be a conceivable reading of Rashi as well. So what are the nafkaminas in all these pshatim? So one nafkamina is that according to Rashbam, and certainly if you learn Rashi like the Ritva, but let's say even according to Rashbam, you have to leave, if you're doing Hagala on a Kli, you have to leave it in for a while, right? You can't just take the Kli out immediately, because first the Kli is going to be Bolea, and then only afterwards will it be Maflet. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could just put the silverware in, take it out immediately, everything's going to be okay. So how do we paskin? So the Turin Arachayim Simen Tuf Nun Beis writes that we're no again lahachnisan ulotzian miyad. In other words, we're not choshish for Rashbam, we're not choshish for Ritva Bedas Rashi, or the Manhig, or the like. You could put it in and take it out quickly. If you look at the Taz over there, Sifkat and Beis, he cites the Kolbo, that it doesn't mean mamish miyad, rather, you should wait a moment or two, so that Kadeshi he penai l'resicha l'ikanes u'lahaflet mashabala, Cain, what Sammy was saying, in other words, it doesn't happen immediately, it does take a second or two, but not certainly not what Rashbam or Rashi Bedasa Ritva would recommend. The Pri Chadash disagrees. He says, no, we paskin like the Tur, Miyad Mamish is Mutter, but Minag Yisrael Torah, and Ishar Tzion writes that, he writes Minag Yisrael Torah, because the Minag was to take it out immediately. The Ishar Tzion over there, Sifkan Gimel, says, L'chatzchila tov lahashos me'at. So, if l'chatzchila, you should wait a second or two before taking them out. Mikar adin, though, if you take it out immediately, it's okay, or you don't have to be choshish for Rashbam. There is one, before I take your questions, one other answer to this question, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban over here writes that there's a chiluk between water and other liquids. Water, or at least boiling hot water, is maflit ve'eno nivla, and it's not nivla. Masha'en kein chalav roseach is nivla ve'eno niflat. So basically the difference is, again, Akasha was, there's a stira between Hagalas Kalim and our Gemara that says a milk is not niflat from the meat once absorbed. The answer is, the difference is whether you're using water or milk. If you're using milk, so the property of milk is that it gets absorbed and stays inside, at least initially, whereas if you're using water, so water has the property as of cleansing out the bleos. So there are a number of nafkaminas. First of all, if you learn like the Ramban, so you don't have to be masha, you could take it out immediately. But on the other hand, according to the Ramban, you have to be machshir dafka with water. Right? You can't be machshir with other liquids. The Rashban Shuvos Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Gimel writes that we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you could be machshir with other liquids. We're not choshish for the Ramban. And the Ramah paskins that way, Semin Tuf Nun Beis Sif Hei, that Lechatchila you should use water, but B'dieved you could be Magil B'Shar Mashkin, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this at all, so the Pri Chadash says you see that he paskins like the Rashba Lechatchila. Now another very interesting nafgamina comes out from the Ramban. According to the Ramban, that water has the property of being Maflit, but not being Nivla, so you could actually kasher a bunch of treif kalim b'nei yoman at the same time, right? You don't have to be concerned that, let's say you don't have shishim, and let's say everything has been yomo. So I should be concerned that the water basically becomes treif, because the kalim are maflet, all this treif bleos into the water, and now the kalim become treif again, because they're bolea, the treif water. Right, this is Ke'en the Chashash, if you remember from Tosus in the beginning of the year. Why? How could you ever do Hechsher Kalim if there isn't Shishim? So if you don't hold of Chanan, Tosus said you could do it in two shots. If you hold of Chanan, Tosus says it's Shver. Right? So Tosus was assuming that whatever goes out comes back in. The Ramban says no. Everything goes out, nothing comes in. So you could be Machsher, a bunch of Kalim B'nei Yoman. So that too, we don't paskin like that Kula of the Ramban. We say that you should either do Eno Ben Yoma or make sure there's Shishim. Okay. Yeah, any?
We're going to
have to go. Okay, great. So those are the different Shitos. So now, turning to our Sif Aleph. So this question that we raised relates to the understanding of Sif Aleph. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Kizayis basar shenafal l'toch yorah shel chalav roseach, toim ovi kol chavim akadeira, im amar shiyesh batam basar asura, im lav mutaras. even if it's pachus mishishim. That's the Rambam Shita, that when you have a guy taste a taroes min b'sheinu mino, it's mutter if there's no tam iser or no tam chalav, even if there isn't shishim. But vosachaticha surah. And then Bamed Vamurim Kishakadam Vihotsi Achaticha Kodem Shatiflo Khalav Shabala. But if not, so then you need Shishim. So Luchora, the Machaber here is basically accepting the view of Rabbeinu Tam. And he's saying as follows. He's saying, since we accept Rabbeinu Tam, that means that if you take it out immediately, so then we assume that it was bolea chalav, so the piece is aser, but it wasn't polate chalav. However, it was polate itself, right? It was polate tam baser immediately. So therefore, you taste the chalav. If the chalav has a tam basar, so it's aser. It was polate enough tam baser, aser as hachalav. But if you don't taste the tam basar, even if there isn't shishim, it's mutter. Right, let's say it's one kazais of meat, 50 kazais of milk. So, apparently, since it's min b'sheinu mino, we rely on tima according to the Mechaber. And therefore, it's mutter. However, if you wait a while, so then what's going to happen is we assume that the basar was boleya a kazais of chalav, and after a while, after it's nachmirisi chaso, it's mathlit a kazais of chalav, but that chalav is now chalav nevela. So now you need shishim. Why can't you do ti'ima? Answer is very simple. Because ti'ima won't help here. We're dealing with the tarovis of min b'mino. And even though we paskin min b'mino is not an iser mashehu, but it's aser b'shishim, ti'ima doesn't work for min b'mino because they have the same taste. Min b'mino b'lach, right? So therefore you need shishim. So therefore, if you manage to get the piece out before it was nachmer sichaso, so then, even though there isn't shishim, as long as there's no tam, it's mutter. Otherwise, you need shishim. And then the Rama says, well, we always require shishim anyway. Now, what emerges then, and this is as the Taz Sifkan Aleph explains, is that if you do wait till it's nachmer sichaso, you actually have two things you need to be mevatel at this point, right? And let's say there is shishim. You need to be mevatel A kezayis of tam basar that was niflat from the basar, and B, you have to be mevatel a kezayis of chalav nevela that was nivla v'niflat from the piece. Now, what's so interesting is the following. What's so interesting is that essentially you have 60, or maybe even 59 at this point, but let's for now we'll call it 60, a kezayisim of heter being mevatel two kezayisim of basar b'chalav. Right? Because one kezayis of basar b'chalav, which is the tam basar sheniflat meha chaticha, and one kezayis of the tam chalav shenisnavla that was nivla v'niflat. So how could that be? How could we say that one, that 60 kezayisim of heter, again, maybe even technically 59 kezayisim of heter, could be mevatel two kezayisim of iser? Maybe we should require 120 kezayisim of chalav in this case. So my first thoughts were to say, maybe the answer is, like we said before, Isurin Amavatlan Zazah. So the Chalav shall Isser is Misaye Levatel Habasar shall Isser, and the Basar shall Isser is Misaye Levatel Zachalav shall Isser. Now the Chiddush then is that they both have the same Isser, right? They're both Basar Chalav. So if you recall, when we talked about this last time, we discussed whether this is true, whether we would say Isurin Amavatlan Zazah when they have the same shame iser. So if you thought that was a problem, is there another way to get out of this question? So perhaps you could answer no. Here everybody would agree that we say kama kama batil. We don't say chozer v'neir. So what happened exactly? What happened was first the 60 kezayisim of chalav heter were mevatel the one kezayis of tam basar shel iser. And then a minute later, they're mevatel the kezayis of chalav nevela sheniflat. Aye, how could I say the heter is based off of kama kama batel? Don't we assume chozer v'neir? The answer is we assume chozer v'neir when there's going to be nesinas tam. But here we know for sure there's not going to be nesinas tam. It's impossible for there to be nesinas tam when there's only one kezayis of basar and 60 kezayisim of chalav, and that's why it would be mutter. I saw, if you just want a marmakum, the Aruch HaShulchan gives in Sif Katan Hay gives a different answer to this question, relating to yafeh lo yafeh koch hatolda mikoch av v'kevan dechalav habalua ba'basar isuro mikoch habasar yesher sheyesher yosu me'abasar atzmo. It's a very big chiddush to say that in Basar B'chalav. It's actually an interesting point. I didn't really understand the Aruch HaShulchan's answer, but if you want, take a look there for another approach. Okay, so that's it for Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is pretty straightforward. The difficulty here in the Siman Tzadi Beis is really beginning with Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis that if nafla tipas chalav al chatichas basar ve'en bashishim, so then that chatichas asura, and the implication is that the entire chaticha is asura. Oh, so the first question that everybody deals with here, and what? But if there is shishim, it's mutter, and then again the mashmos is the entire piece is mutter. So the first question that all the achronim ask here is that this is a stira to simin kofei siv dalad. If you remember from simin kofei, we said that when it comes to tzli, tzli asers kedei netila. And we're not dealing here with a piece that's in the rotev. According to the Ri, it's kulo chutz l'rotev. According to Rashi, it might be miktasa b'rotev. But we said in Simen Kofei that has the din of tzli. So if it has a din of tzli, what I would have expected is that the halacha be that this basar is aser b'chdei netila, and the rest of the piece is mutter, and we don't say the rest of the piece is misayeya levata l'sachalav. So to put it briefly, in our simen we assume that this tipas chalav is basically nispashet b'shaveh b'chalachaticha. And yet in simen kofei we say that it has a din of tzli, and it remains in the outer klipa, or netila. So how do we resolve this? So there are five answers to this question that appear on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the Taz, Sifkan Gimel, cites the Maharshal, who says that over there in kofei, we're talking about Isser Av, She'eno Mispashet. And here we're talking about Chalav, which is Tzalul, and therefore it is Mispashet. So according to this, if you had, let's say, a Tipas Dam that fell on a piece of hot meat, we would also say it's Mispashet. It wouldn't remain in the outer Netila. And likewise, in our case, if it was not a drop of cheese, but let's say a piece of Gvina, it would remain in the outer Klipa, or Netila, to be precise. So l'chor we don't paskin this way, because we assume, no, that even davar tzalul is mispashet, even, for example, it's not mispashet. But that's the first answer, the marshal. The second answer, if you look at the shach, sifkat and gimel, he cites a ran that says, machma sahevel shepikadeira lo dami litzli. His answer is that when do we say that sli remains in the netila? That's like in the first example I said. You had a steak. Yeah, steak is very hot. Could even be in the kli rishon on the roaster. And a drop of milk falls on that steak. In that case, in a chanami, the steak would only be aser b'chdei netila. You could take off that netila and eat the rest of your steak. However, here we're talking about a piece of meat on the fire on a pot. And there's hevel going all over the place. And even though it's not closed, still there's steam and there's hevel, and that causes the tipa to be mispashet b'kol hachaticha. So that's the chiluk between here and kofei. However, the shach adds, you also have to throw in a marshal. That's only when it's davar tzalo. But if it's davar gush, he writes that you then it would spread, right? In other words, I think the shach throws in the marshal's chiluk. Well, am I wrong? Let me check. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Oh yeah, because he asked from kofedal, because that's also in a kedera.
Right, and then he answers. In other words, to be miyashev, the Ran alone is not enough to be miyashi from Simen Kofei. You have to say the Ran plus the Marshal.
So he doesn't like the Marshal alone?
Correct. Correct. The third answer is in the Taz and the Darkei Moshe, also the Shach cites it, that Chalav is Shamein. So that's the simplest answer. We know Davar Shamein is Mispashet B'kol HaChaticha. And that's why, for example, if it was a tipas dam, it would say in the outer netilah, but since it's chalav, it spreads throughout. Now the Shach notes that there's a problem with this, because the source of the Rashba and the Ran, the Rashba and the Ran seem to assume that chalav is not shamein. And that's why they say that it's not mispashet mechaticha lechaticha. In fact, they prove that from here. Right? Our Gemara assumes, let's assume for a moment, like the Re. So this chaticha is kulo chutz l'rotev, but it's sitting on top of a piece that's miktasu l'rotev. So according to the Re, that piece that it's sitting on top of remains unaffected. Why? Because ein baluah yotze b'lo rotev. But if it's shamein, then baluah is yotze b'lo rotev. So you see that the Rashba and the Ran seem to assume that chalav is considered kachosh. So they say that the Rashba and the Ran are against this answer, against the answer of the Darkei Moshe. One possible resolution, and this is suggested by the Gra in Simin Kuf Hei, Sif Katan Mem Beis, is to say that chalav is somewhere in between. It's somewhere in between kachosh and shamein. So it's shamein enough to be mispashit b'kol achaticha b'shaveh, but kachosh enough to not leave without rotev. Finally, the fourth answer in the Shach Sif Katan Gimel is maybe we're talking about here a chatichas basar shamein, and we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Hei that heter is mefateim le'iser, and therefore the basar is mefateim lechalav, and cause it to be mispashit b'kol chaticha. Now, l'chora, that's also a problem, because then why isn't it yotzei mechaticha lechaticha? Right? So really, all four of the answers that we said have a koshi on them. They're not, each one has a difficulty. So that's what you have to say. In other words, you have to say that when shamein is mefateim kachosh, it's mefateim it enough to spread throughout, but not in mefateim it enough to leave. Right? So that we talked about in Kuf Hei. That's the Gra's answer. It's half and half. Yeah. Oh, you could say a similar point here. Same type of idea. The idea of the chilak of the Gra, which is shamein isn't the same for all dinim. Right. And finally, I guess the final answer is Rashi. At least one understanding of Rashi, the understanding of the Mordechai Bedas Rashi. We'll get to that in a moment. And this is the Mashmos of Rashi also on Amud Beis, that the chalav remains begaga chaticha, meaning to say, in Achanami, it doesn't spread throughout. Now, even that's not so glot, because it sounds like it doesn't remain in the outer netila, it remains begaga chaticha, or according to Mordechai, in the area of the chaticha that's above the rotev. But at the very least, you see that there are some, Rashi, Mordechai, and the like, who challenge the assumption that the chalav is taka mispashet bekulo. Okay. So now, since we mentioned it, let's get to the actual question, which is, what are we talking about here? Miktsasu berotev, kulo chutz lerotev. So the Mishnah says, again, tipas chalav shenafla al chaticha im yeshba benosin tambos chaticha asar. So what are we talking about? So the Re writes, Tosfos writes that it's kulo chutz lerotev. And he writes that all over here, also on Tosas Tadi Bavam Abeis. But Rashi understands Kepshuto Shel HaMishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about kulo chutz lerotev. No, we're talking about a piece of meat in a pot full of food. Usually it's going to be miktsaso berotev. So that's what Rashi holds. Now the question is, so first of all, how do we know Rashi's talking about that? So A, it's the Pashtus. The Beis Yosef has a number of diukim in Rashi that's true. The Marshal has a diuk. He's an interesting diuk in Rashi, Kuf Chesem at Beis. Rashi writes that Al Yidei Niur mispashet hatam bekula. And if you're Mechasa the Kedera, so Rashi writes, Mea shulayim olin lamala ad piha v'yardim. So the Marsha says, why do you need to say ad piha? If Rashi learned like the Re, we'll just say if you're machaset. So mea shulayim cause it to be miktsaso berotev. The fact that Rashi needs to say olin ad piha shows that he holds that the tam shenivla is only mispashet if it's kulo mechusa. One way or the other, It is interesting to note that Rashi, though everybody attributes this position to Rashi, Rashi doesn't state it explicitly, but everybody does assume, and it seems to be correct, that according to Rashi, it's Miktsasu Berotev. And this leads everybody to say, to ask an obvious question on Rashi. What in the world is Rashi talking about? If it's Miktsasu Berotev, so why don't we say that the rest of the Kedera is Mitztareif to be Mevatel, that Tipas Chalav? In other words, we know that even if you say Ein Balu Yotzei B'lo Rotev, but there's Rotev here. It's Miktsasu B'Rotev. So L'chora, that drop of milk goes into the piece and goes out of the piece. Once you're going to, so Elamah, you'll say, no, maybe it doesn't leave. Why doesn't it leave? So you're going to say it's stuck on top. Oh, so it's stuck on top. But then you have a different problem with Rashi, which is the Mishnah implies, and Rashi on the Mishnah indicates this as well, that the chalav does spread throughout the piece, because the Mishnah says that if there's no tam chalav in the chaticha is mutter, right? Meaning to say the tipas chalav spreads throughout, and we say if there's tam chalav bechaticha, then the chaticha is aser, and if not, it's mutter. So the Mishnah implies that the chalav spreads throughout, but then if it spreads throughout, then it goes to the bottom, and if it goes to the bottom, it should leave. And then the rest of the kedera should be mitzarif. So you seem to be stuck either way. That's basically the problem that everybody has in Rashi. So all these solutions for Rashi really have to question one of those assumptions. And the question really is, we'll see, there are numerous interpretations in Rashi, which one of those assumptions is wrong. So let's start with actually reading the Mishnah according to Rashi. We'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says again, Tipas chalav shenafla ala chaticha and yesh babesin tambos chaticha aser. So chiddush number one in the Mishnah is that if a tipas chalav falls on the chaticha, basically if there's shishim, the chaticha is mutter, and if there's not, the chaticha is aser, or tam, niras a kedera, im yesh babesin tam, osa kedera, baosa kedera aser. But if you're minayar es a kedera, and there's no tam, now the way Rashi reads this is, if there's no tam chalav bakadera, the Mishnah has an ambiguous line. The line says, im yesh ba benosin tam ba'os kadera. What type of tam are we talking about? So Rashi seems to read this as, if there's tam, no tam chalav in the kadera is mutter, and if there is tam chalav, then the kadera is asura. So the simple reading of Rashi is that the Mishnah teaches us two halach, two dinim, but leaves out a very important question. It tells you the following. If lo nir klal v'lo kisa klal, so then the top piece is aser v'nisin estam. If nir v'kisa, so immediately, so then the chalav spreads throughout, and if there's no tam chalav in the whole pot, it's mutter. But what's the din concerning the rest of the pot if lo nir v'kisa? Right? What's the halach about the rest of the pot? The Mishnah told us that if you're not menaher, then the top piece, the piece that it lands on, is aser. But what about the rest of the pot? So the Mishnah doesn't address that. The Gemara does. Rashi notes this. Rashi says on the Mishnah, uvishar chatichos kedera, lo ayri tana demasnisen. Uvigamar pligiba im choseres osa chaticha osarto olav. What? Where does the Gemara talk about it? That's the Gemara at the beginning, right? Amar Rav, kevan shenasan tam bechaticha, chaticha atzma nasas nevela, voseres kol chatichos kulan mipnei shein mina. The simple reading of Rashi is this means as follows. That means you didn't mix it, right? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah. This case is discussed in the Gemara. Which Gemara? Rav. So according to Rashi, if you hold, again, if the Mishnah says as follows, the drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, let's assume iktsasu betoch harotev, so if there's tam chalav in that piece of meat, it's aser. If you immediately mix it, and there's no tam chalav in the kedera, it's mutter. What about if there's tam chalav in the chaticha, but you don't mix it? Mishnah leaves that out, the Gemara discusses it, and it's dependent on Chanan, and according to Rav, the whole pot becomes aser. Why? Min b'mino. meaning to say that the rest of the pot becomes aser, because chatichas unas nevela voseres kol chatichas kulan mipnei shein nevela. And according to Rashi, that's talking about even lo near v'kisui. It is a little bit interesting that, like, the Mishnah itself doesn't discuss this important case, but okay, no. So, now the question is, how is it that this chaticha, shekibel tam chalav, asers the rest of the pot even without near v'kisui? And here, theoretically, there's two possible ways to understand this. One way to understand this is that because the tam basar leaves this chaticha, right? After all, the tam basar will leave this chaticha, that's for sure. The chaticha is miktasa berotev. And this is tam basar nevela. So memela, the rest of the pot becomes aser. Ladidan, it would need shishim, and according to Rav, min bimino, it's aser mashu. So what that means is, even though the tam chalav does not leave the piece of meat at all, how do I know the challah doesn't leave the piece of meat? Because if it did, he would learn like the Ri, that the whole kedera would be mitzdarif to be mevatel that tam challah. Right? So elamai, no! Rashi holds that the tam challah stays in the meat. But what leaves in the meat? Tam basar. And what's the nature of that tam basar? Basar nevela. And that tam basar nevela that spreads throughout the rest of the pot, asers the whole pot. So if we take that pshat in Rashi, and this is the way the Ran learns Rashi, so then it turns out that Rashi's telling us a chiddush, that basar b'chalav is what we call an iser machmas atzmo and not what we've been calling an iser balua. Why? Because even though the tam that leaves this basar is 100% tam basar, right? There's no chalav whatsoever that leaves. Nevertheless, it's basar nevelet asers the rest of the pot. So if we learn this pshat in Rashi, so Rashi holds like the Ran that basar b'chalav is an iser machmas atzmo, meaning to say, once we say chanan, even if you were to totally separate and extract the basar from the chalav, it would remain nevela. It would be omed b'isuro. But the problem with this is we have to ask, well, why doesn't the tam chalav leave? If we're going to say that the tam chalav drops in and it gets absorbed throughout the whole piece of meat, so l'chora, it should leave. Right? Because balua is yote b'rotev. So the chalav that was absorbed should leave. So we could again here have two options. We could either say in a chanami, maybe a taka leaves, but then we have the question, so why do we say chanan? Why don't we say like the reed that the rest of the pot is mitzdarif? So we'd have to say that Rashi holds that this is actually a two-step process. Step one is the chalav gets absorbed into the top, into the piece where it lands. It becomes nevela. And then the basar b'chalav leaves, and that asers the rest of the pot, alts min b'mino b'mashu. So then it turns out that Rashi actually doesn't hold like the Ran, he learns like the Rashba, that basar b'chalav is an iser balua, and since the time basar b'chalav leaves this piece, it asers up the rest of the piece. But what about the Ri? The Ri was right. If the chalav is going to go in and go out, why do we say chanan? So you'd have to say that Rashi holds, and Elamai will say, no, it's too late. But no, we know Rashi agrees that if you mix it immediately, we don't say chanan, right? The whole pot is mitzdarf levatel asatipa. So you have to say, no, that's when you mix it immediately. But if there's some delay, if this takes place in two steps, so then we say chanan. So step one is the kedera, the chaticha that absorbed the chalav, retains the chalav, is mekabel tam chalav, is nasa nevela, and then step two is it's maflet, tam basar b'chalav, and asers the rest of the pot. Alternatively, we could say no. So then that's not like the Ran, right? Alternative, that could be learning Rashi like Rashba, right? Alternatively, we'll say no. That taka, the chalav goes in, and it doesn't leave. And then Rashi would hold like the Ran that it's an iser machmas atzmo. Why doesn't it leave? So Rashi and Amud Beis tells us as such. Rashi and Amud Beis says it's nishar begaga shel chaticha dibor masl ilay melonir klal. Miflat lo palit. Rashi says miflat lo palit bacheros es tam hachalav shachalav begaga shel chaticha. What's the pshat l'chora? Like we were saying before, because this is tzli, it doesn't spread throughout. Now the problem then is that we go back to Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah sounded like it did spread throughout the whole piece. So you'll have to say one of a couple of options. One possibility is to say, no, we are misreading Rashi and the Mishnah. When Rashi and the Mishnah talked about chaticha, he didn't actually mean the whole chaticha, he meant gaga shel chaticha, or the chelak of the chaticha that's chutz l'rotev. Taka lands on the chelak ha-chaticha shel chutz l'rotev. It spreads throughout that section. If in that section there's no tam chalav, that section is mutter. But taka, the rest of the piece is unaffected. And this is the way the Mordechai learns Rashi. So, if so, then the question is, why does it asser the rest of the pot? Right? So Elamai, you'll say no. The top will go back to the run. The top of the piece becomes aser al tzbas b'chalav. Then the tam basar, the chalav doesn't leave the top of the meat. The tam basar from the top of the meat asers the bottom of the meat, and then subsequently asers the rest of the pot. Right? So we could say like that. That's if we wanted to learn Rashi like the run. Again, why doesn't, and just the difficulty here is like, what's preventing the challah from spreading to this section of the piece of the meat that's below the rotev? Somehow or another, that doesn't happen. The way Avi suggested to read Rashi is, Rashi in Amud Beis doesn't say that it stays in the gaga shel chaticha. Avi said, he noted that it said in the Lashon of Rashi was, it was Have Begaga Shel Chaticha. What was his Lashon? Kevan Shachalav, that it was Have Begaga, here it is, as Tamachal Shachal Begaga Shel Chaticha Have, meaning originally it was Haya, right? Originally it was Begaga Shel Chaticha. Somehow or another, since it started off Begaga Shel Chaticha, that causes it not to leave from the Chaticha even after it spreads to the bottom of the Chaticha. That's unclear why that would be. Along similar lines, maybe it's a little better, the Or Zeruah, it's a Simen Tufnun base, quotes the Talmidei Rashi that understand that this is similar to a Isser Davuk. Right? I think what they're saying is like this. The Chalav itself stays at the top of the Chaticha, Begaga Shel Chaticha, like Rashi says. Why? Because it's tzli. However, the Tam Chalav is Mispashet. It's a chiddush to say this by liquids. Remember, we talked about this earlier. But the tam chalav leaves and is mispashit b'kol chaticha. But that, and that's what will cause everything else to become aser. So b'kitzer, Rashi is very unclear. And specifically, there seems to be contradictory mashmaios between Rashi and Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. A number of possible ways how to resolve that. If we are to summarize, there are three mahalchim that the Darkei Moshe, at the very least, considers in Rashi. Darkei Moshe, option number one is the run, that after the Chaticha is Nasra, the rest of the Kedera becomes Asar, even without Nir V'Kisui. L'chora, what happens is that this takes place over two stages, right? Stage one, the Chalav leaves. And then the question is, what about stage two? Does the Chalav leave or not? And that's where we run into the problems, right? Again, within this possibility, do you say, like the Ran, that it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo, and therefore it's only the Tam Basar leaves? Somehow or another, the Tam Chalav spreads throughout the piece, but doesn't leave, and the Tam Basar leaves, or some of the other options. So that's option number one, the Ran. Option number two is the Mordechai, that basically the only thing that becomes Asser is Masha Chutz L'Rotev, and therefore you need Shishim. When the Mishnah says, if you have shishim or betam, it's mutter, it means masha chutz l'rotev. L'chora, theoretically, according to this, if you were to cut the piece in half, it would be mutter. Now, that works very nicely with Rashi and Amud Beis. But what about Rashi and Amud Aleph? So that's the difficulty with that mahalich, that says that the rest of it, sounds like from Rashi at least, that the rest of the pot becomes asur even without nir v'kisui. And according to that Mahalich, Rashi would learn like the Rashba, that Bas B'chalav isn't an Isser Machmas Atzmo. And finally, the Darkei Moshe understood in the tour that the entire Chaticha is Mekabel Tam Chalav, like the Metzias of the Ran, but Itaka doesn't Aser the rest of the Kedera, presumably because Rashi holds like the Rashba, right? That, in other words, the Metzias of the Ran, but Rashi learns like the Rashba. And so those are the three possibilities in the Darkei Moshe. The Taz, Sifkat and Beis, Sifkat and Beis more or less learns like the first possibility, like the Ran, and therefore the rest of the pot does become Aser, even without Nir V'Kisui. And the Shach, Sifkat Vav, seems to learn like the third possibility of the Darkei Moshe, namely that it does not Aser the rest of the pot, even without Nir V'Kisui. Yeah.
Two questions. So within the Mordechai that it's stuck in the Gag, does that mean the whole part that's out of the Rosev or just the Kedei Netila?
So unclear within that possibility. It sounds like the way the Darkei Moshe presents it is it's the entire part that's Chutz L'Rotev. And now Rashi says Gaga. So if you took that approach, you'd say Gaga means Chutz L'Rotev. Again, the problem with that Mahalich is like that's a distinction that we've never heard about.
It stop, like,
what causes it to stop? Yep,
so
that's.
The Tila would make more sense.
So he says both possibilities, either the Tila or. Okay. So, but if you take it the way the Darkei Moshe seems to understand it, basically this interpretation understands like there's a new klal in how blios work, which is that we see the rotev as a type of barrier that prevents further spreading of davar shenivla.
Okay, and then also if it's an iser pavua, so then when that would be pulling out of the basar. Are you now only Mishar can I get that tipa, or
no? If it's an Isser, if the chalav leaves, right, it's maflet bas b'chalav, you would be Mishar keneged kulo, because of Hanan. Meaning to say, the machlokas about whether bas b'chalav is an Isser machmas asma or an Isser balua is only when it's 100% basar. So if you learn like the Rashba, it's a machmas asma. If it's 100% basar. So then, it's chozer lehatar.
So when we're calling Isser Balua, it's right. Different than like if something has blios of dam or chelat, then obviously you're only mishar keneged dam or chelat here.
Without Hanan, right. In other words, here, right, with bas b'chalav, everybody says Hanan.
Oh, it could be Isser Balua with Hanan. Okay.
Right, that's what the Rashba holds, right? The classical example of Isser Balua is a case of chatichas basar shebal chalav, and then hot tzli touches another piece of basar. So, if you hold it's an Isser Balua, in Balua Yotzeblo Rotev, the second piece is Mutter. Even though it was Balea Tam Basar, Shinisnavla, doesn't matter. The Tam Basar that was in Isnavel is 100% Basar, it's Mutter. And if you hold it's an Isser Machmas Atzma, if you learn like the Ran, then that second piece would be Asar. But once even a little bit of Chalav leaves, so then the whole thing has been Hananified, it's Basar B'Chalav, and then you'd be Mevat El Kulo.
So Isser Balua here really means that it's like Hanan in the context of it leaving.
Right, right. And that's that. You're correct. This is that one of the confusing parts about that whole question is when we talk about Machmas Atma versus Balua by Basar B'Chalav, we mean something else than when we talk about it in another context. That's why we said, for example, everybody agrees, even if you learn like the Rashba, Basar B'Chalav Isser Balua, that it's Chaticha L'Iskabed. Right? Why? Because as long as it's Chalav here, then it's Nevela. Right, that's why if you eat a kezayis chatzi zayis chalav chatzi zayis basar that get cooked together and you eat it, you're chayiv malchus, right? Yeah.
Just to clarify, three options aside, in terms of explaining why it is that according to Rashi, it's supposed to rest the kedira, the linear, you saw there are really only two options, right?
Yes. Right, because one of the options, the third option is to say that doesn't answer the rest of the Gedera, like the Shach and the Darkei Moshe learn.
Oh, I'm just saying Rashi isn't all that way.
The Shach writes, we'll get to it later, but the Shach writes that it's ridiculous. It's muchrach from Rashi. Right. I don't know how he knows it's muchrach. We'll talk about maybe why in a minute, but it's muchrach from Rashi that without Nir V'Kisui, the whole pot remains mutter. Right? And that's the third option of the Darkei Moshe and the way the Shach learns Rashi.
Okay.
Now, how you deal with the Rashi and the Mishnah? For now, we'll say it's difficult, right? It doesn't sound that way from Rashi ala Mishnah. But Rashi thinks, it sounds that way from Rashi and Amud Beis, maybe, but not Rashi and the Mishnah. But Rashi thinks it's, but the Shach thinks it's Muchrach, that even according to Rashi, the rest of the piece becomes remains Mutter. Yeah?
The Bach that brings the Rav Yosh, who says that it doesn't actually stop at the rotor, it stops before the rotor. His tier is that there's is that you have three, you have one third that gets usher, one third that gets right. nothing, and one third that's narrowed.
Right. So that's what Avi pointed out. That's like one opinion. Yeah. That's one point, that's one sheet in the Mordechai. That would probably be Kedei Netila. No, it's not a random point. Right. So that's great. That's why I said before that if you learn like Rashi, maybe, there's no stira between Tzadi Beis and Kofei. This is actually exactly what we'd expect from Kofei, right? If you learn like the Rav Yah. So how do we paskin? So the Taz Sifkan Beis thinks we're Choshish for Rashi. The Shach Sifkan Dalad says that all the Achronim paskin like the Ri, except for a bunch. And that's also the Psak of the Marshal in one place, but not in another place. And according to the Shach, the Ramaz Musupik, whether we paskin like Rashi or not. But Lemaisa the Shach thinks that we don't paskin like Rashi, we paskin like the Ri. Now, is Rashi... Yeah?
When the Shach says we paskin like the Ri, he would even be Megill in the Ramaz case for the Osa Hatipa?
Yeah, it sounds that way. It sounds that way. He agrees that the Ramaz Machmir. He understands the Ramaz Choshish for Rashi,
right.
But he thinks we don't really paskin like Rashi.
We don't really paskin like Rashi. But again, the Rashi is a Kula and a
Chumrah. Oh, that's the question. According to the Shach, Rashi is a Kula and a Chumrah, not according to the Taz.
Right.
Let's get back. Let's talk about that question now, and then we'll do. So is Rashi a Kula and the Chumrah, or Rashi just a Chumrah? So the Chumrah from Rashi is obvious, right? The Chumrah of Rashi is if it's Mitzasa B'tocha Rotev, so... The rest of the, according to the Ri, assuming there's Shishim in the Kedera Keneged, the Tipa, it's Mutter. And even that Chaticha that it lands on is Mutter. According to Rashi, no. The Chaticha that it lands on is Aser, assuming it has Tam Chalav. Now, the Darkei Moshe says there's also Kula from Rashi. What's the Kula of Rashi? That if Miktasa Berotev, and there isn't Shishim in the Kedera Keneged the Tipa, so then the Kedera is still Mutter. According to the Ri, it would be Aser, right? And that's because the Darkei Moshe understood, like the Shach, that the rest of the Kedera without Nir V'Kisui is unaffected. Even Rashi agrees to that. And that's what the Taz says no, right? According to Rashi, the rest of the piece would be Aser as well. So according to the Taz, Rashi is basically just a Chumrah. According to the Shach and the Darkei Moshe, Rashi's a Kula and a Chumrah. Now again, how you deal with Rashi and the Mishnah, it's difficult. You have to say that Rashi and the Mishnah is not talking about in a case where it's Tchila Kibel Tam V'achar Kach Nior. Anyhow, I'm sorry?
So that is a case where there was Afrikaan Nior. That's why
no.
Called.
No, but Rashi in the Mishnah says like this. He writes, where'd that go? Here. Yesh ba benosin tam ba osachaticha kolomar she'en ba osachaticha levada shishim levata latipa miyad nesra chaticha uveshara chatichos de kedera lo airi masnisin lo airi tana de masnisin uvegumar pligi ba im choseres osachaticha ba osartan olav, which would mean benior. That's what you meant to say, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So now it's still unclear. The Shach says it's Muchach from Rashi, not that way. I don't know what he means, Muchach. I assume he's coming from the Rashi and Amud Beis by Gaga.
I thought he was just saying it Misvara, that Rashi holds it's not Mispashe, then it's not Mispashe. In other words, if you hold it's not Mispashe when it falls on.
Well, the irony is the following. The irony is that the Shach, if anyone should like Rashi's Mahalach, it's the Shach. Because the Shach is the one who paskins like the Ran. That Bas B'chalav is an Isser Machmas Atzmo.
Right.
And
I think he's saying it's not Machmas Atzmo, then we want to shop. If you hold like Rashi, you have to be consistent through and through.
Why? It's not Machmas Atzmo.
Like the Rashi.
But why? Why would Rashi, why would the Shach take for granted that Rashi is like the Rashi, but not like the Ran? The biggest supporter of the Ran is the Shach.
Right.
Right? So If anything, I would have expected the reverse. I would have thought, you know, I would have predicted that the Shach would read Rashi like the Ran, and the Taz would read Rashi against.
Right.
But that's not what happened.
But again, if Rashi doesn't like Rashi, then there's a certain internal...
Yeah, but why assume that way?
Yeah.
So that's why I think Shach's probably motivated from Rashi and Amud Beis by Gag.
Right.
By Gag HaShachaticha. Okay. Fine. Now, there's also Machlokas what the Rambam holds on this very question. The Rambam writes in Tess, Halacha Tess, Vim yesh b'chaticha tam chalav, af al pi, she'em tisachet ha'chaticha lo tishar batam, ho'ov yesh ba'ata tam chalav, nes rosa chaticha, u'misharen b'kula, im haya b'chol, she'yesh b'kedera min ha'chatichos v'yark v'amark v'tavlin, k'dei she'tiyah chaticha zu, echad mishishim min ha'kol, ha'chaticha asura v'ashar mutter. But otherwise it's asur. So the Shach says, look, you see that the Rambam learns like Rashi. Because what does he say? He says that if there is tam chalav in the chaticha, and the rest of the kedera doesn't have shishim keneged the chaticha, then the rest of the kedera is aser, even without mixing it. So you see that the Rambam holds, even without nir v'kisui, the whole kedera becomes aser. So that's like Rashi. That's what the Taz writes in Sifkan Beis. And he says the same thing from the Shulchan Aruch. He writes, "Umedivrei Shulchan Aruch ha'elu sheim divrei Rambam nirali desavre leikarashi midikasav beimnesra chaticha usar sashar." So the Mechaber paskin straight Rambam, and the Taz learns that the Rambam and the Mechaber both learn like Rashi. And the Nekudas Akesa says, "Well, that's great if you stop reading at Halacha Tes, but if you read on Halacha Yud." Says explicitly not that way. Halacha Yud begins with Bamed Bar Mamurim B'Shelo Nira Sekedera B'Tchila K'Shenafal Ela Basof, implying that if Lo Nir Klal, the rest of the thing becomes Mutter. It's only Nir Basof that everything becomes Aser. The truth is that even the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam dispute this point. If you look at the Magid Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, they more or less have the same possibilities as the Shach and the Taz B'Dasa Rambam. So we have a machlokas what Rashi holds, machlokas what the Rambam holds, and machlokas what the Mechaber holds between the Shach and the Taz. How does the Ramah paskin? So the Ramah is very difficult. The Ramah in Sif Beis writes, Haga, v'im lo nir klal, lo betchila v'lo besof, v'lo kisa klal, im yeshishim b'kedera negatipa sachalav shenafal, eino aser, Raka chaticha levad b'shar hakedera mutter. So the Ramah writes that if you're not minayer, so if there's shishim b'kedera neged tipas achalav, so the kedera is mutter. So that sounds like the re, but then at the same time he writes that that piece where it landed remains usher, which is Rashi. So manavshach, if you're going to say that the chalav is mifapeya b'chal hakedera, then that piece should be Chol Jelios Mutter. And if not, if you're going to learn like Rashi, then why do you need Shishim B'Kedera Neged HaTipa?
Neged HaTicha.
So, right. Neged HaTipa.
Why should you need HaTicha? You should need Neged HaTipa, nothing.
You should either hold you need nothing, or you should need, right? Neged HaTipa is only makes sense for the Re. So you should either need shishim keneged hachaticha or nothing, right? Depending on how you learn Rashi. But shishim keneged hatipa makes no sense within the world of Rashi.
You can't ask the chaticha and say shishim keneged
hatipa. Right. That's exactly what everybody asks. So the gra, sifkan tes, is the simplest solution. It's a tau sofer. Taka, it makes no sense at all. And this is what you should be goreis. The chain, im lo nir klal, lo betchila, v'lo besof, v'lo kisa klal, im ein shishim bechaticha, neged tipas chalav, shenafal, eino aser, raka chaticha levad, v'shar kedera mutter. Yeah. So basically, according to the Gra, he's paskening straight re. Okay, simple. All problems resolved if you change the girsa. What about if you have our girsa? So the Taz writes the following. We're talking, this is Taz Shukatan Hay. We're talking about a case of chaticha that's miktsasa berotev, and the Ramah paskins like the Re, and that's why you need shishim
only neged atipa.
Right, because we're talking about miktasa berotev, so you only need shishim keneged atipa. But the Rama was hichmir mitzad atzma. He came up with his own svara denafshe lesser achaticha af ledas ri. Now, why is that? So he doesn't tell you why. Sounds a little bit like he's saying that because at one point it has a tam chalav in it before it's mispashet, so it's not going to be come mutter again. It's sort of like the svar of the Rashba that we say that efshel l'soch do aser, even though you don't say chanan, right? So here too, since the milk traveled through this meat, maybe it remained in a higher concentration in the meat or the like, so the meat itself is going to remain usher, but the rest of the pot's mutter, assuming you have shishim keneged the tipa. However, the Taz then gets into problems, because then the Rama soser himself in Sifdalad. Because in Sifdalad he says that by Basar B'chalav, we're machmir for Shitas Rashi, that we do say chanan if miktsaso berotev. So that's the problem. So the Taz doesn't really figure out a good way how to explain the Rama. The Shach has a different solution. In Sifkat and Vav, he writes that the Rama is mesupik, whether we paskin like Ri or Rashi. And therefore, he says you need the Chumrah of Rashi, that the piece remains Aser, and the Chumrah of the Ri, that you need Shishim Keneged Atipa. According to Rashi, the rest of the pot should be Aser. No, because remember, the Shach learned that Rashi held that the rest of the pot remains unaffected. So, right, the Taz couldn't think of this possibility because he held according to Rashi, the rest of the pot became usher. But once you learn Rashi like the Shach, so then you, and in fact, this makes sense because that was the way the Darkei Moshe proposed. So now it makes a lot of sense. The Rashi, the Ramah is Mesupik. Do we pass in like Ri or do we pass in like Rashi? So he simply, at least by Basar B'chalav, adopts the Chumras of both. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chavos Das says everybody's off in this Rama. The Shach and the Taz both assumed that we're talking about Miktaso B'toch HaRotev. But if you look at the Rama says nothing of the sort. How could you say that the Rama is talking about Miktaso B'toch HaRotev? Rather, they learn that we're talking about Kulo Chutz LaRotev. If it's Kulo Chutz LaRotev, then what's going on here? No, because the Rama always is Choshesh, is L'shitaso, that everything is shamein, and therefore, even sli is oser bekulo, it's mispashe bekulo, because we don't know what's kachosh or shamein, and therefore the piece is oser unless there's shishim, and you don't actually know whether he's choshesh for Rashi or not. So maybe in Sif Dalad you see he's choshesh for Rashi, but at least from here you don't. Now, what does it say in Sif Dalet? So let's turn to Sif Dalet and see how that works with this. So in Sif Dalet, he says a very interesting thing. There, unlike Sif Beis, where it's not clear if it's Miktaso Berotev or not, in Sif Dalet, it's explicit we're talking about Miktaso Berotev. And he writes that there's a difference between Shari Surim and Basar B'chalav. When it comes to Shari Surim, so then it doesn't aser the rest of the pot. But you should aser that piece like Rashi. So we accept the chumrah of Rashi, that the piece that absorbed the iser becomes aser, but we don't say that the rest of the pot becomes aser. Okay, that's pashut. Not only that, but we don't even assume there's chanan in that piece, such that if you subsequently mixed it, the rest of the pot would be mutter, assuming you had shishim keneged the tam iser, right? Again, we're talking about shari surin. So a drop of iser falls onto a piece, miktasa berotev. And then, even if you stirred it, you only need shishim keneged the drop. Why? If you hold like Rashi, then you should need, and you hold chanan by shari surin, then you should need shishim keneged the entire chaticha. So it seems like the Rama is like a sfeik sfeika. It's a suffix whether we hold of Rashi or not. V'imtim salomar, we hold of Rashi. It's a suffix whether you say chanan by shari surim. So we won't adopt both chumras simultaneously. We won't say, if we're going to be choshesh for chanan by shari surim, we'll assume like the ri, that it's mispashet immediately and the rest of the pot's mutter. And if we are going to be choshish for Rashi, then we don't also have to say Hanan. So therefore, the piece that it lands is going to be Aser Li'olam Vad. But the rest of the pot's going to be Mutter, assuming you have Shishim Keneged V'Yasser. Cain's fake's fake. However, therefore, he says, if we're talking about Bas B'Chalav, so then we do say Hanan. So therefore, if the Chalav falls on the Basar, so if you don't mix it up, the rest of the piece is the rest of the pot is Mutter, right? Assuming the Shishim Keneged the Tipa. Why? Because how does he learn Rashi? He learns Rashi that saying the rest of the pot's unaffected if Lonir. And if you mix it up, so then Taka, you'll need Shishim Keneged the entire piece.
Even though Shari Zerim, if you have Pachos Mishishim, the whole thing will be Aser?
Pachos Mishishim of the Isser?
Of course. Mishishim
of the Tipa?
Of the Tipa.
Then everybody would think the whole thing's Aser, even the Reed.
Well, not the Ramaz Rashi.
Not the Ramaz Rashi, right. But definitely not Meka like Rashi.
Right.
Correct. That's for sure. Right. Correct. Correct. Okay. So that's Shitas Rashi. How does Tosfos learn the Gemara? So the way the Tosfos learns the Gemara, first of all, as we said, it's Miktaso B'tocha Rotev. And second of all, unlike Rashi, again, the Pshuto Shel Rashi, that the Mishnah does not address the question of the rest of the pot if lo nir. According to Tosfos, the Mishnah does address that point, right? So the Mishnah says, if the Chalav fell onto the Chaticha, right? The Chaticha is Chutz L'Rotev. So if there's Shishim in that piece, the piece is Mutter. If not, the piece is Aser. And the rest of the pot is automatically Mutter, right? But if you then subsequently mix the pot together, then you need Shishim Keneged the whole thing, if you hold of Hanan. And fine. And if you don't, right. So that's Tosos's pshat. So now a number of chidushim come out from Tosos. Number one, as we said, is you have to say that it's kula chutz l'rotev. You have to make that ukimta. Because again, if it was miktsaso b'rotev, then even the piece where it landed on would automatically be mutter no matter what. Chidush number two in Tosfos is that you have to assume that if the chaticha is chutz l'rotev, it's mispashet bekulo, right? And that goes back to the various answers why it's mispashet bekulo, either because it's in the pot or because it's shamin or the like. Number three, you have to assume that the chiddush of ein balua yotzi b'lo rotev. Otherwise, even if it's kulo chutz l'rotev, but the top piece should aser the piece that it's sitting on top of, and that should affect the rest of the pot. And finally, number four, you have to assume that basar b'chalav is an iser balua, and therefore, even though we say Hanan, it's still Nisr Balua. So all four of those chidushim emerge from Tosfos, all of which Rashi might argue with, right? Rashi could argue with all four of those. He could argue with Yukimta that it's Miktsaso Berotev, Kulo Chutzarotev. He could argue that the Chalav isn't Mispashet Bekulo, it's like regular Tzli. He could argue that Balua is Yotze B'lo Rotev. After all, there's no Gemara that says Ein Balua B'Yotze Rotev. It's only coming out of, it's only Al-Karch, Mukhrach to say that to explain the Mishnah. And finally, he could hold that Bas B'Chalav in the Sirmach Masatzmo. Now, Shitas HaRashba here is very difficult, and there are Stiros in Rashi, in the Rashba. The Pashtos, the Rashba holds Ke'en Tosfos, that Basar B'Chalav is an Iser Balua, but we're also talking about Miktsaso B'Tocha Rotev. Now, what causes the Chalav not to be Mispashet? So the simplest way to understand the Rashba is because it's Nishar B'Gago Shel Chaticha, like Rashi. Problem is that in Mishmer Sabayis, he says that it spreads throughout. So maybe you could say it spread throughout but doesn't leave. There's also a Tshuva Sarashbam Yuchasos Simen Nun Gimel that seems to learn explicitly like Rashi. I guess there's not enough time to go through. But if you read the Rashba carefully, also in Chulin, you get in the Chidushim and Chulin on Kof Ches Med Aleph, you have there he learns entirely like Tosfos, not like Rashi. So I guess we won't get into it today. But Shitas HaRashba is difficult. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here for now. Next time, Be'ezras Hashem, we will focus on the at least at the beginning, the most difficult part of this whole siman, which is no eres hakadera. And why would it be that, at least the simple reading of the Rambam, is even after this chaticha was mekabel tam chalav, you can be menar. One problem, like you said, is in mevatlis or chatchila, but there's even a more problematic issue, which is that it should asher the rest of the pot. It's nas and nevela. So you saw the Shach deals with this at length, and Taz deals with it not as much length, but he deals with it as well. So Bezras Hashem, we'll start with that next time. We're going to skip the middle part of Simen Kuf Beis, the long essay of Taz and the Nikus Kesem and the like, because we did that already. So we're going to, and Chanan by Shari Surin, we did already. So I hope next time, maybe not next time, maybe till Wednesday, but maybe even next time, we'll get to the end of the Simen, the end of the Simen, when we'll do that as well. That's also a tricky sugya. What? We're going to do the beginning and the end, not the middle.
We're skipping Dalet.
Yeah, just skipping Dalet. Dalet, even though it's only one sif, it's, you know, when we say the middle, that's row of minyan and vinyan. It's just biot sifin. Right. I meant minyan of osios.
By the way, the Shibarashvat's.